Today is Thursday, the day we read from your letters, and there were lots of them in response to our week of reports from the Middle East. Specifically, my interview with Sami Hamdan Abu Zuri, spokesman for Hamas, elicited a variety of reactions.
I commend you, writes Doron Lubinsky of Atlanta, Georgia, for having the courage to ask Hamas if they can ever accept Israel's right to exist in any form. It was refreshing to hear the Hamas leader say no, instead of the usual obfuscation about peace when the occupation ends.
Eliu Smith of Champaign, Illinois, would rather we hadn't done the interview at all. NPR giving Hamas airtime is shocking. Would you also give Osama bin Laden airtime if he was willing to talk to you about destroying the United States?
While out of that same interview, we received this letter from Rochelle Marshall of Stanford, California. If there could ever be such a thing as even-handed reporting from the Middle East, I think Robert Siegel came close to achieving it tonight. Siegel was able to elicit the significant statement that Hamas would be willing to stop its attacks if Israel withdrew from the occupied West Bank and Gaza. This is a long way from demanding the demise of a Jewish state.
Now a correction. We aired a story on free credit reports being offered to Midwesterners. The report referred to a Georgia company that collects and sells people's personal financial information. The company is ChoicePoint, and we said its database had been hacked by thieves.
Well, Mark Albrecht of Boise, Idaho, knew better. The systems were not hacked in the typical sense, he writes, but rather the thieves obtained the information through social engineering, specifically posing as legitimate businesses that purchased the information as part of background checks.
One of our reports yesterday contained an unsettling scream, the recording of a teenage driver involved in an auto accident. The story was about video recorders installed in cars so that parents can monitor their teens' driving. Well, some listeners questioned whether that scream was necessary.
I sit at my desk typing away, writes Terry Dagan of Detroit. Then I hear the blood-curdling scream of a teenager in an accident. Shame on the reporter for not warning listeners ahead of time. Unforgivable.
Lastly, remarks about music critic Tom Manoff's piece about Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor. They struck a chord with listener Jesse Reyes Jr. of Spring, Texas. He writes that when he was 13 years old, he studied for weeks on end, along with hundreds of other piano students, in preparation for the annual Houston Music Teachers Association Students' Night of 100 Pianos. He writes, every year, a few selected students would be sent to participate in this citywide concert event. It was awesome, but the piece that stays in my memory and heart the most is Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor. Thank you for a special memory moment.
Make sure you remember our email address this week. Write to atc@npr.org. And please be sure to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.